Commentator Frank DeFord tries to keep his eye on the ball, but he's discovered it's not just how the athletes perform that counts, it's how they look.
As a grizzled male sports writer, I have learned one thing. I am not permitted to talk about how female athletes look. Even if brazen women athletes pose naked for Playboy or dress in the most provocative ways, purposely calling attention to how they look, should any male sports journalist dare mention how they look, the wrath of the female sports lobby descends upon him. Keep your mind on business, Buster. You're supposed to be covering sports, you sexist pig, you. So it is at my peril that I proceed, for this summer I have been studying sports fashion with a keen eye. Please note, though, that I am equally despairing of the attire of both genders and therefore can fairly only be criticized for my taste, not for my alleged lasciviousness. So to start, not to put too fine a point on it, but have you ever, ever on any field of play ever seen anything so tacky as what Serena Williams has been wearing at the U.S. Open? At the very least, someone should tell Serena that she's passé. However much she favors her faux biker style, the preppy look is back. But say this for our finest American women's player, at least her hideous ensemble is sexy. The outfit our best men's player, Andy Roddick, favors is some sort of befuddled paisley with matching cap and shirt, featuring the same willful assault upon our eyes. And before we leave tennis, don't players look so awful when the men stick the extra service ball in their pockets and the women in their knickers? Athletes are supposed to look smooth. Tennis players look so lumpy. Now, today's baseball players, they have no idea how to wear their pants fashionably. They either blouse them way up too high, just under the knees, so they resemble the founding fathers, or they let them hang sloppy all the way down to their shoes, so you can't see their socks at all, like they're wearing Big Brother's hand-me-downs. At the very least, Commissioner Selig should issue an edict. If players are determined to be unattractive, at least everybody on each team should be unattractive in the same way. Uniforms are supposed to be uniform. Either everybody wears their pants too high or too low. And watching the Olympics brought home one point to me. In sports where brief outfits are worn, swimming, track, gymnastics, volleyball, the women's uniforms are sleek and stylish. The lone exception is basketball, where the uniforms just hang down, all unkempt and frowsy. Here's my question. Why wouldn't women basketball players want to appear as attractive as other female athletes instead of copying the frightful droopy drawers effect of men basketball players? After all, women professional golfers dress so much better than men professional golfers. Of course, it's also true that golfers are the only athletes who don't wear real uniforms. I think it's time somebody designed a uniform for the PGA Tour. Only please, don't let Serena Williams or Andy Roddick do it.
Commentator Frank DeFord's novel, Everybody's All-American, has just been reprinted in a special edition. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.